Praise the Lord. You know, what's amazing is this entire service that we have every time we come together, it's orchestrated by the Spirit of God. You know, it's amazing how even from the giving and to the word that will be delivered to you, how the message is similar as far as knowing that it's God's heart to bless us. That's His heart's desire. And God doesn't want that this time be wasted, that you came, some might have driven all the way more than 20 miles away. And God would want us to learn something, a principle that would bless you and me as we give this time for the Word of God. Amen. And so if you are able to rise up and honor Jesus, who is the Word of God, please turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 4. The book of Mark, chapter 4. We're going to start with verse 1 all the way up to verse 24. Mark, chapter 4. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Mark 4. We're going to start with verse 1. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables or stories, and in his teaching said, look at what the first word that came out of the lips of our Lord Jesus, verse 3, listen, exclamation point. And that's, he's telling that to all of us. Listen. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. Then Jesus said to them, don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires of other things come in, and what does it do? Choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. He said to them, do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand, for whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. Look at verse 23. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And verse 24. Consider carefully what you hear, he continued. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. Lord, we thank you for this blessed opportunity you've given us all to hear your word. And your words are life to us. You said that, Lord Jesus. And we ask God, give us all a listening ear. Give us understanding through the help of your Holy Spirit. Help us to focus on what you are telling us today. And we thank you that, Lord, your word is truth to all of us and life to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Amen. Amen. When you look at our physical body, you know, when God created us, we look at the physical part of us, and this body has many parts, right? Many parts for important use and uses and purposes. For eyes, we use our eyes, of course, to see. You watch a movie. If you go outside and enjoy the view outside, you're able to see those things, right? You look up at nighttime, you enjoy the moonlight sky and the stars and all that. Amen. And you have nose to smell. That's one part. And, of course, ears to hear. Now, when God created us, he knew perfectly, understood, because he's our creator, how important these are all to us. So this physical body of ours has senses that helps us to kind of navigate, you know, our lives here on earth. So when someone loses the use or the function of any of this, it's difficult, right? So I remember my mom when, because of her diabetes, she developed cataract in her, it started with her right eye. And one of her greatest fear was not for her not to be able to read her Bible. And so, of course, I praise God for the, you know, the wisdom that God gives, eye doctors and all that. And, you know, the doctor took care of that. Amen. And even for so many things in our lives, how these are important to us. But what we're going to dwell on today is the ability for us to hear. Haven't you noticed just for this particular chapter in the Bible, the Lord repeated two sentences. Verse 9, then Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And then he repeated it on verse 23. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And verse 24, consider carefully what you hear. Is it possible for a person, let's say right here, just in this gathering, is it possible that you hear my voice? Yeah, you're able to hear it in the natural. You're hearing me talk. But when Jesus says, he who has ears, let him hear. And he said, consider carefully what you hear. Jesus is teaching us that there is a deeper kind of listening that would benefit us when we are given an opportunity to hear the word of God. Because, you know, much has been said as far as there's power in the word of God. Now, in this parable, it tells us that there are different kinds of hearers. People will always react differently, different reactions, different responses when they would hear the word of God. One of the first things that we see here was how he told a story as far as when a lot of people gathered to hear him. And the first thing he said was, listen. And at times he would say, listen up. Listen up, because there would be a tendency for us to get distracted. But God would want us to learn how to really have the deep kind of listening, to have a heart that would really be so focused on what God is telling you and me. You know, with that testimony that was given in the area of giving, Sunday after Sunday, you and I would be challenged with the word of God in the area of giving. You know, one thing about the Lord is he knows us. He knows where our hearts are as far as, let's say, in the area of giving. You know, Brother Ray was, honest enough and vulnerable enough to admit that, you know, I hated when every time they would teach about tithing. You know, and he would make all the excuses, right? You know, when I was a young Christian, the same way. When I'm a major, I graduated BSc, major in accounting. I know my debits and my credits. I know what comes in. The amount that I have in the bank, and when tithing, sige, or 20 ka, 20. That was not 10% of my income. I was struggling because I still could not fully understand. See, Jesus, who's the author and builder of our faith, he knows that our faith has stages. Like yung, you know, the planting of a farmer of the palay. It starts with a seed. And the word of God starts like a seed in your heart and mind. And, you know, it goes through a process in its growth. And God understands that perfectly well. So let's say someone heard about, for us. So the Lord is telling us for us to be blessed in giving. What do? What is the way for us to be blessed? We give. We give our tithes and our offering and even sacrificial giving or extravagant giving. And so, but when there would be like a tug of war in obeying God in that area, we miss out. Because God would only wait for us to obey his word. I remember growing up as a Christian, there was this song that says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Because we are blessed that we are given the opportunity to hear God's word. But the blessing comes really when we obey the word. We do it. Because faith without works is dead. Faith in action. Faith in action. And there would be always a struggle as far as what we see in the natural versus over what God is telling us in his word. And because most of us, we are ruled by our physical senses, right? Example, what we see. You're praying for someone. You're praying for someone, and what do you see with that person? What's the behavior of the person that you and I are praying for? It seems like, you know, Pastor, getting worse. But when you and I would choose to believe what the Word of God says, we might not yet see the results. But when our faith is growing, now we are not going to be ruled by what we see nor what we hear in the natural, but what God says. But what God says. So the Lord once more is causing us. He wants us to be able to learn how to listen to the Word of God and be able to enjoy the benefit of God's Word in all of us. Amen. Do you know that there's so many voices around us? Whose voices do you hear every day around us? It could be a loved one. If you are at work, it could be someone at work. If you have friends, so at times they might be might be called good friends, and they would tell you, and then you confide to them, and this is what they're going to tell you. And so at times you are confused on as far as what to do with that situation or challenge, right? And they would tell us advices. And so now when you and I are in that predicament, you and I are in that situation, whose voice shall we listen to, right? Now I want you to look at one portion of the scripture found in the same Bible. Please put a mark at Mark 4 because we're going back. Let's look at Mark chapter 9. Let's go a few pages more. Mark 9, verse 7. Just one particular verse. It talks about the transfiguration when Jesus took Peter, James, and John, and they went up high mountain. And then they saw Jesus, tells that his clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach. Look at that. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. You know, Brother Toto led us in our worship about and mentioned these two characters, Elijah and Moses. Are they for real? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And so at that moment, something happened while they were up in the mountain, right? And so there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, and they were having a conference with Jesus, right? And then now, but look at verse 7, because Peter said something, Mama, look at this. Let's build a tent. Let's build a tent for Moses, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you, Lord. Peter can be so like, wow, look at this. What a vision that he saw. He got so excited, but, look at verse 7. What does verse 7 say? Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud. This is my son, capital S, right? Whom I love. Listen to him. Who said those words? Our Father in heaven. So whose voice should we listen to? The voice of our Lord Jesus. And Jesus, he is the word. Kaya his word, yun ho dapat natin pakinggan. Now let's look at another portion in John chapter 6. We're going back to Mark 4. John chapter 6 first. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We're going to start with verse 60. John chapter 6. So Jesus was telling them about how he will die, and then he says, eat my flesh and drink my blood. And some people, when they heard that, it's like, what is this? And so so that's the background, just for the sake of time. Now, look at verse 57. Let's start with verse 57 of John 6. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Now look at verse 60. On hearing it, okay, look at the reaction of some. Many of the disciples said, this is a hard teaching. This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Aware that who were grumbling? Dun sa verse na yon. Who were grumbling about what they heard? Okay, take note, his disciples were grumbling about this. Jesus said to them, does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? Verse 63, follow along. The Spirit gives life, capital S, it's the Holy Spirit, and the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Whose words are life to us? The words of our Lord Jesus. Look at verse 64. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him. And look at verse 66. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. That's sad. But verse 67, you do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. In all of this, we see Jesus said, he emphasized that the words he speaks, they are life to us. Buhay ho. How important, now we ask ourselves, how important is God's word to you and me? And Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. You know, when some decided not to no longer follow Jesus because they just said, you know what, this is a hard teaching. You know, let's just pack up our bags and go. And the Bible tells us that there were some, and the Bible tells them they were not just spectators or just among the multitudes. They were what? His disciples. A disciple is what? He's a learner. He or she is a learner. First started to follow Jesus, but some of them no longer followed him. But you know what? What we can say is, when you and I make that commitment to be a true follower of Christ, you and I, the Bible tells us, has the power of the Holy Spirit to guide us. Even at times when it might start as something so hard to do. Example, in the area of tithing. Anong oras ba? Anong oras bang nagtatithing? Baka gayahin niyo yung approach ni Brother Ray. But, you know, but God sees our hearts, no? Like yung sinabi niya kwentong yun, it's like, you know, he made that decision first, but sa grace ng Panginoon, because God wants to bless him, God changed his heart. And when the Lord says, prove me on this, prove me on this. And I have shared with you even my own testimonies just in that area, how God has blessed me because finally I obeyed. I thank God that there was someone na talagang consistently shared the word of God until I understood. And so, and many times, hindi lang mang po in the area of giving, whether in praying, whether in being consistent in coming to church. Many people struggle with these things, but you know what? If God sees na nag-struggle po tayo doon, if we are to be asked, how many of us ay walang struggle? Wala po, all of us. All of us do. All of us do. But one thing we know is when the Bible tells us that there is power made available for you and me, what you and I cannot do for ourselves, God enables us. God enables us. And so believe that with all of your heart, that what God says is true, and what when God says something, He will do it. Amen. Now, let's look at another portion before we go back to Mark 4. Another portion, and that's found in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Talk about Moses now. We are living in the days of Moses and Elijah and Ezekiel. Amen. Praise God. Look at this. Deuteronomy 30. And we're going to start with verse 11. Do you know that something is being offered to you and me? Something is being offered to us. And we're going to find out from the Word of God. So, Deuteronomy chapter 30:30. We're going to start with verse 11. Are you there with me? Now, what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. Did you see that? Now, kasi ang word of God may commandments po, no? He teaches us how to live. So, at the onset, the Lord is telling us, now what I am asking you to do is what? Not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. Because some people would say, ay, hirap ata maging Kristiyano, hirap gawin ah. Pag sinabing forgive someone offended me, eh? And we give all of our excuses, right? And so, but God is telling us, it's not difficult for you and me, or beyond our reach. Let's continue. Verse 12, it is not up in heaven, so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us, so we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us, so we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may, what? Obey it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that, look at this. Now choose life so that you and your descendants or your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life. Look at that. So, you know, we would always say this, when God created us, he has given us the ability to make choices. You know, when this is offered to us, it says here, now I'm setting before you life and death, blessings and curses. And of course, if that is set for us, what would we choose? We would, of course, choose life, and we would like blessings. But the Word of God teaches us that life and blessings are attached to what? Obedience. Obedience. It's so critical how, look at this, what's amazing is the blessings are not just for you and me, but even for your children. Nakita niyo po ba? Pag tayo pala sumunod sa Panginoon, if we obey God, pati ang mga anak and even apo will be blessed. And it's not surprising when we go back to Mark 4, when Jesus told the parable how, it says it was compared to, you know, when the word of God is being shared, it's like a farmer went out to sow seeds. So when the word of God is being shared to us, it's like a picture of that farmer planting a seed in your heart and mine. Now, there are four kinds of soils, right? Kasi pag tinanong tayo, di ba gusto natin yung we want a harvest na, sabi dyan, it can be 30-fold, 60-fold, or even 100 times more. And look at dun sa testimony ni Brother Ray. It's a good thing that he shared this because it goes in line now. Because he obeyed. The word of God was planted to him as far as nung binasa niyang Malakay. God spoke to him and at nung una struggle, tug of war. It's like, no. May need ako, hindi ako makakapagbigay. No? Pambayad ko to. Pero sabi ni Lord, prove me. Prove me that if you do it, I'm going to bless you. And there was, nung una, it was, his faith was challenged, right? Because he heard the voices of whom? Of the other farmers. No, you use the wrong kind of seed. But because God, who made that promise to him, that I will rebuke the devourer of your crops, literally his crops. So when, by faith, he obeyed, number one, he obeyed. And when the faith was challenged, what did he do? He brought back the word to God. We have to know the word of God. Lord, you promised. Because in our praying, here's what God is teaching all of us. He wants us not to be ignorant of his promises. He wants us to know that you and I are already blessed by God. Now, how will those blessings manifest? How will those blessings manifest? Example, when there is a chaos, a relationship, we have to know who's causing that. We have to know who's causing that division. Ang enemy hindi yung asawa, ang enemy hindi yung anak, or kapatid, or sino man, or boss. No, we know that we are not just in the physical world, but there is a realm, a spiritual world, where the Bible tells us that there is a spiritual going on. That there's a battle going on here. Number one, sa mind. Mind. If we don't know the word of God, magiging talunan tayo. If we are ignorant of what the word of God says, magiging ano tayo, defeated, yes. And it's no surprise because that's why a lot of Christians are in defeat mode. But God would want us to remember that we are already victorious in Christ. And some people would say, paano ba naman victorious? Eh, ganito nangyayari. But no, we have to act on what the word of God says. Let me say one thing. James, we all learn, if any one of us is suffering, what do we do when we are suffering? Pray. Let that person pray. Pray. And the first thing that we would want to do is not pray, not open up our Bibles, not go to church. Right? Because that's what the enemy would want us to do. But then, when you and I would obey what the Word of God says, then now we begin to experience the benefits of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there would be so many testimonies that would prove that this is true. I myself know that. When our faith is being challenged, we remember what the Word of God says. How many of us would be reminded that praising God, even during difficult times, it's a weapon? It was quoted earlier, Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. We praise Him. Of course, we thank Him for the blessings. And what if there are no blessings yet? And most of the time, what is being magnified are just problems around us. Can that pull us down? Yes, it can. Yes, discouragement is real. But praise God. But praise the Lord, God is bigger than all of our problems. God is bigger than all of our problems. We need, you know, that praising Him, magnify. Hindi ba sabi sa Bible? Come, let us magnify the Lord and exalt His name together. When we come together in praying, in praising, namamagnify siya. Ano yung magnifying glass? Pag nilagay mo dyan, the focus of the object becomes bigger. When we praise Him, we magnify God. That He is bigger. That He has the power. That He is the power. He has the power to save. He is mighty to save. He is mighty to provide. He is mighty to deliver us from all of our troubles. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is the author and builder and finisher of our faith. You might find yourself, I'm just new. Newbie lang ako. You know, I'm just starting. Probably you've been attending church Sunday after Sunday, but never really applying the Word of God. But the times that we are living in now calls for obeying God's Word. Obeying the Word of God. Amen. And so here, we would like to choose life and blessings. Amen. Now, look at when the farmer sowed the word, some were like seed along the path, and as soon as they hear it, who comes along and takes away the word? Okay, so now, from what the Lord is showing to us, what then should we do? Kasi si Satan, kahit even right now that you and I are here, do you know na umaaligid siya? O, papaypayan kayo. Totoo po yan. Yes, exactly. Kaya, when you and I now see this, the first thing you and I should do is, how do we listen to the Word of God? Number one, prayerfully. So even before we come to church, Lord, puyat ako. Lord, I don't know what's your condition. Baka nanood kayo ng telesere na. Puyat. Yung antok, o masyadong maraming nakaing, what did you have for breakfast today? Too much sweets. Nauna yung ice cream. Right? Many conditions. But, so what we do is, praise the Lord, what we do is prayerfully, Lord, help me to listen to you today. Because Lord, I know I need your word today. I need, because your word is able to build me up. God, Lord, your word is able to really strengthen my faith. God, I'm struggling, you know that. Lord, so help me. Holy Spirit, help me to focus. There might be many distractions, but we choose. We choose to listen and focus. Amen. So prayerfully, how do we listen to the Word of God? Number one, prayerfully. So number two, how do we listen to the Word of God? With expectation. We need to come and expect from God. Expect from God. Ano po bang ang condition natin when we came? God knows it. He knows that. When there would be hopeless situations, and then, you know, kita niyo yung, if hopeless, pero kita niyo yung message ng song, God is my strength, God is my hope. The Word of God tells us, I always quote this in my life, Lord, I thank you that my help, your word says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Wow. Maker of heaven and earth, meaning to say, so now he is revealing himself to us as the God of power, the God of wisdom, the God na unlimited and resources. He speaks a word. He just spoke the word and things were created. The Word of God has creative power. I think I've shared this with you, and for the sake of the study, I will just share it with you again, because ang problema ho natin, alam natin they're real. And God knows it. God knows that what you and I are facing, they are so real, but can we say that the Word of God is powerful? In fact, the Lord says, my word never returns to me void nor empty. Kaya, wow, kung it was compared to rain that drops on the earth, kapag ang rain pala bumagsak sa earth, what does it do? Have you noticed that during that winter time that madalas ang ulan? You know, there's one portion of land along 405. My goodness, sabi ko, dati, barren. Pero nung madalas ang ulan, wow, there was so much life and green that talagang umusbong out of a barren, barren soil because ang rain nag-drop doon sa portion na yon, then it nagbigay buhay. And that's the Word of God to us. Hallelujah. What might be barren, kumbaga tigang sa Tagalog, na tigang na lupa. A farmer would know that. That's why I believe the Lord is a farmer by heart. He gives us all these illustrations para po maintindihan natin, for us to have a picture of what He's telling us. My word is like this to you. What is your life now? Barren? Walang buhay? I want to speak my words of life to you today. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Prayerfully, so, and even ask, Holy Spirit, you showed me that Satan, who is a thief, he would want to steal your joy and peace and my joy and peace. He would want na yung merong i-speak, God can use anyone, whether the preacher of the word for the day, and yung moment na yun na dapat masalo mo, nakatulog ka. That's why we have to be on guard. Do you see this? The reality of this, Satan would do anything. He would even discourage and bring about and magnify all of the problems in our lives. Pero once you are so bent, God, I'm going to go to church today because I need you and I need to hear your word, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so now, how do we listen? Prayerfully and expectantly. With expectation na God, ang word mo may buhay and it would bring about fruitfulness. Amen. Look at this. And what are the other things that the word of God reminds us na magiging hindrances in having the fruitfulness of God's word in our lives? Sabi dun sa verse 16, others, like seed sown on what kind of soil? Rocky places. Now, they hear the word, they receive it with joy, right? But look at verse 17, because wala po daw ano, ugat. They have no roots, they last only a short time. So once the word of God is planted, kailangan po mag-ugat yan, right? We know that. Kung ang plant, bago palang tanim yan, bago palang umuusbong, you need to really take care of that. I remember back home in the Philippines how when people would plant something, dahil back home in the Philippines, hindi ba maraming laboy na manok? Yan, di ba? Mga stray na hens, ano? And pag meron kayong tinanim, bago pa lang, yung tinutuka na, di ba, right? And they would, what would they do? They would build hedges. Hedges to protect that young sapling, right? So, a farmer, alam niyang what are all, kung ano yung makakadestroy ng crop. So, he would do anything to, like, protect. So, what are you doing? What are we doing to protect that young seed that was planted in your heart? Guard. We have to guard our hearts. We have to guard it. Ang enemy gustong makadunk ng lies. Kaya, yung sa basketball, hindi ba, guard. Talagang, kung ano yung kilos ng opponent, you are so like, you and I are so watchful as far as moves niya. And you are guarding that the enemy won't make a point. Hindi siya makadunk ng lie. Right? Do you follow? So God, itong narinig ko sa word mo today, God, and then we pray. Lord, thank you for building a hedge of protection. Thank you for always reminding me to guard my heart from the lies of Satan. Because you know what? And he never fails. This is always his strategy in our battle, spiritual battle. He would always raise this question, did God really say? Totoo ba yan? Or let's say, nawala ng trabaho. Hello? Ano bang sitwasyon yan? Have you looked at your checkbook? Nag-reconcile ka ba? Ano bang balance? And he would magnify. Right? But when we choose to stay firm as far as, Lord, you promise that you shall supply for all of my needs. That happened to me, I shared that with you. When on my disability leave, exhausted na po ang disability benefits. I was sharing that with someone just a few days ago. And wala nang means, wala nang health insurance, walang trabaho, walang katsiguraduhan whether the company would hire me back. And the responsibility that, you know, I have, you know, my mom and other members of the family are with me. Hindi ma-release ng neurologist. Giants, no? But, of course, there would be moments, and I'm sharing this with you na hindi ko naman sinasabi sa inyong there were moments wherein parang natatangay na, no? But praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. That He was able to lift me up in those moments na hinang-hina. And I went to God's Word. And God spoke the Word. God spoke the Word. I shared that with you. Isang verse lang ho, nakapark yung kotse ko dun sa Civic Center. Walang tao, walang pakaka-istobo. Kaya, God, I need to hear from you, God. Kasi, Lord, hindi ko alam ang gagawin ko, God. I was so down minsan, ayaw kong lumabas ng bahay. Ayaw kong may makausap kasi gusto kong marinig ang voice ng Panginoon to tell me what to do. He gave me one verse found in the Proverbs and it says, commit your ways to me and your thoughts shall be established. Yun lang. Sabi ko pa kay Lord, reklamo pa ako. Lord, can you be more clearer than that, God? Sabihin mo naman, gusto ko yung step one, step two. Di ba minsan meron tayong times na we want really talagang clarity. Pero that was the only word that He gave me. Pero ang ibig niya palang sabihin that commit mo sa akin ano bang nangyayari sa iyo ngayon. Give it to me. Commit it to me. And your thoughts shall be established. Meaning to say, pag merong pumasok na thoughts that comes from the Holy Spirit, hindi ka na patawing ito ba to o ito. Ito ba to? Hindi urot sulong. I experience it. So the Lord, step one, ito gawin mo. Aba, wala hong ganong feeling na merong confidence. And wow, look at that. And there was one of the giants that faced me was a letter. I shared this with most of you. The letter from Bank of America na we were about to lose the house kasi ang payment ko, hindi ko ma-afford. And the burden of, saan kami pag nawala ang bahay? But you know what? I turned to the word of the Lord again. Psalm 112. Wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. Ooh, wow. Lord, ano ibig sabihin nun? And so during the process, meron ako step one, step two, step three, and the Lord led me to call someone to refinance. Natanggap na po ako. You know that story. Most of you know that. Na number one, sinabi sa akin, tawagan ko employer ko. We're willing to hire you back. Sige, come. Pero, you know, may requirement. Sabi ng HR, we need a release from the doctor. So I called my neurologist. Yung neurologist ko na, hindi ako ma-release. Pinapahirapan ako. Sabi pa, oy, Monette, you have to go sa driver education. Yung driver education, hindi pa covered ng insurance. You know how much every session is? $500 every visit. Oh my goodness. Kasi ang enemy, nadapa ka na, tatapakan ka pa. Right? He will make, oh, hindi kaya yan. But you know what? I knew, the Lord said, just call your neurologist. That day when I woke up, I had an appointment in the morning. Iba ho ang na-feel ko, meron akong this kind of physical and spiritual energy na parang walang makaka-down sa akin. Talaga, drive ako doon. I was just by myself. And then, you know, nag-intay ako doon sa kanyang clinic. The moment she stepped in, and her first question was, Miss Monette, how are you? And the Lord taught me how to answer that question. Doctor, I am so ready to go back to work. And so from that conversation and ask, why do you think so? And out of the conversation, dating ayaw niya akong i-release. Oh, you know what? Oh, yes. That's what you want. Then I'll release you. How do you want me to word your note to the employer? Oh, no, she said, I'll make it short and sweet. I was released. Okay, so I was hired back. Now, refinancing, kasi kailang employed ako, di ba? And so the Lord led me to, may mga lenders na nag-offer. We ask every step, Lord, sinong dapat kong piliin? Yung isa, ganito, nako. Eh, nung binigay sa akin ni Lord yung verse na yun, wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. Yung isang lender, oh, ganito ka lang ang value ng property mo. Eh, binalik ko kay Lord. Lord, sabi mo, wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. What does that mean? Yung appraisal na sinabi ni Lord, piliin mo to. Alam niyo ba, yung equity, yung value na, yung appraised value was so high na amazed din ho ako. Why? Because the Lord said so. to make the long story short, yung weapon na gusto ng kaaway para ako madown was the same weapon that the Lord used to defeat Satan in my life. Yung na-refinance, so ang monthly namin ngayon is something that we can afford. What was difficult before, hindi na naging mahirap because the Lord was my help. Amen. The Lord was my help. Hallelujah. We have to know that the Word of God is true. Panghawakan po natin ang Word of God. Every day, you and I will be challenged by whether ang promise ni Lord ay totoo o hindi. But here we go. Now, we're almost there. Pag walang root, pag dumating ang problema, magigiba tayo. So take care of the Word of God that's planted in your heart. Hayaan yung to take root. Kailangan mag-ugat yan. Kailangan mag-ugat, right? So you and I can stand firm. Now look at this. Others, sabi sa verse 18, like seed sown among thorns, they hear the word, pero anong naging scenario? Are you there with me, 19? O sinara nyo na yung Bible nyo? Akala nyo tapos na tayo? Konti pa po. Give me a few more minutes. Okay, yung kinumpere na seed sown among what? Thorns. So you and I hear the word, pero merong, eto na, worries of this life, deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in. So anong nauna? That's what all of these things do to us. Ano yung worries of life? What are you worried about? Marami po eh, di ba? Trabaho, family, health. So many things, right? Deceitfulness of wealth. Pag nauna ang priority na, I have to make money today. Those are the things that can what? Choke. Yun, sinasakal. No? And kaya sabi dyan, it will make it unfruitful. Hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. And lastly, others, eto na yung good soil. Eto na yung good soil. They hear the word, accept it, and produce, bear fruit. It bears fruit, fruitful. The word of God now becomes fruitful in our lives. 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. Hallelujah, amen. So we would want to be the good soil. And the promise is, when you and I receive the word of God, how we should prayerfully receive it, and we're going to end with this, James 1:19. We're going to end here. How many of us would want to be blessed? And of course, all of us, we choose blessings, right? James 1, and this will be the last, as far as how, what the Word of God is teaching us, how to listen to the Word of God. Okay, James 1:19, all the way up to verse 25. We're going to end here. My dear brethren, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent. And how do we accept the word? Humbly. Humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently, look at this, how? Intently into the perfect law. That's the word of God. The word of God is perfect. And it gives what? Freedom, liberty. And if we continue to do this, not forgetting what you and I have heard, but doing it, what is the promise? He will be blessed in what he does. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord for this opportunity for us all to hear his word. Because he's offering us life and blessings and not death and curses. Because his words, as Jesus said himself, his words are life to all of us. He loves us so much that he wants our lives to be blessed. But the key to all of this is to obey the word of God, to trust that the word of God is true. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we remember what you said. When you said from heaven, "This is my son whom I love, listen to him." Lord, we thank you, Father God, for giving us all the opportunity to hear the words of life that comes from your son, Jesus, who is the word of God, who is the bread of life. That your word would satisfy the hunger in all of our hearts, God. Most of us, in the long years that we have lived here on earth, oh God, many times we turn to other resources and not to your word. At times we listen to the voices of others, though how good intent they may be. It can be from a loved one, a family member, relatives or friends, people in our workplaces, oh God. But Lord, your word is so clear. We need to listen to Jesus, your son. For his words would bring life to us. His words would bring blessings in our lives. Lord, you understand that, God, at times there's struggle on our part to do what your word says. When we would allow what we feel, when we would allow our human understanding to get in the way and not understand what you are telling us, because most of the times, the ways of God would contradict the ways of this world. But Lord, tulungan mo kami. We need your help through your Holy Spirit to help us to grow in the knowledge of you. Lord, we ask, Father God, what the words that we have studied together, Lord God, you said to prayerfully listen to your word. And we ask that the enemy, Lord God, that you will not allow the enemy to steal the words that have been planted in the hearts of your people, O God. The promise that when we hear and obey your word, there are blessings attached to it. In whatever aspect of our lives, O God, that, Lord, you're going to speak to us in the days coming. As we seek you with all of our hearts, God, ang promise mo is that we will not just be blessed, but for those with children, grandchildren, those blessings would flow even to the next generation, O God. This is how you are, God, a supernatural God. We can never limit you, God. Na ang blessings mo are so abundant, God. Lord, when there will be testings of our faith, when discouragement and problems come, and they're bigger than us, and we get overwhelmed, we remember you, God. We remember you, Lord, that God, kailangan lang, all we need to do is to humbly come to you with all humility and recognize that the help will come from you, God. And so, Lord, thank you that that help is made available for us to believe, and that there's power made available for us when we tap into that power that comes from your Spirit. You're going to cause everyone here to rise above difficult circumstances. If you did it for one or two, you're going to do it for us, because with you, Lord, you are no respecter of persons. Wala kang favoritism, God. If you promise it in your word, it's applicable for those who believe, oh God. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, maraming salamat, Panginoon. Teach us all, always, oh God, to come to you always in prayer, with all humility, oh God, and with expectation, oh God, that what you say, you will perform. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, that, Lord, as we do this, the promise that the harvest, that, Lord, your word will bear much fruit in our lives, God, 30, 60-fold, and even 100-fold. That, God, as you bless us, we may encourage others to know that the words of God, they are good for us because they're life for all of us. Bless your people today, oh God, even our children, God, that, Lord, you would give them, Lord God, that desire, no matter how young they are, you will give them that understanding, oh God, to know and understand your word. Bless our young people, oh God, our young adults, oh God, even for those who are already in their prime age, oh God, we know that, Lord, your word is powerful, oh God, that even in our old age, our lives will be fruitful, oh God, because this is your promise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. As we are we going to take our communion. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's come to the Lord. The word of God tells us that we are not to take communion lightly, but we do a self-examination before we do it. And, you know, there's a provision given to us, and that is through the blood of Jesus. When we have failed God, we just come to him and ask for forgiveness. And the Bible tells us that he's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. Amen. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. From where you're seated, have that moment with the Lord. Hallelujah. As the elements are being passed. Thank you, Lord.
Come at the Lord's invitation. Receive from his nails my hand.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We know the bread of salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
Come to the table of mercy.
Thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus. It cleanses us from all of our unrighteousness. Salamat, Lord, for the power of the blood of Jesus. It makes us whole to do your will in our lives, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your perfect sacrifice on the cross, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. So allow me to read the scriptures that tells us we have to do this and to remember what our Lord Jesus has done for all of us. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, we take this moment, God, to remember the perfect gift that you have given us, and that is your love for us that you demonstrated, Lord God, by sending your only Son, Jesus. That when he came here on earth, Lord Jesus, to be the Lamb of God who was slain for our sins. Jesus, physically you were here on earth. You became flesh and dwelt among us because you are the God of grace and the God of truth. You cause us to see our true spiritual condition, that we need your salvation. We need your mercy and grace. And Father God, we are so thankful for everyone gathered in this place to remember that, Lord, even before we partake this bread, to remember that Jesus, you suffered and died on that cross. And so, Lord, we thank you for your broken body. We thank you for the stripes on your back that brings about our healing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body that was pierced. Your hands and feet were nailed at that cross. There were crowns of thorns on your head. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the perfect Lamb, and the sacrifice that you did brings about, Lord God, our wholeness, the forgiveness of our sins. And so, Lord, we remember you, Jesus. As we partake this bread, we thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice you have done on our behalf. Let's thank the Lord. In your own words, if you believe it with your heart, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord right now before we take this bread, hallelujah, and just remember how much he loves you and me. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus, as we partake the bread. Thank you, Lord, for your body, your life you gave up for us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus, you suffered and died, and the blood that you shed on that cross, we have the forgiveness of our sins through your most precious blood. And we thank you, Lord, even as we partake this cup, to remember that there's power in your blood, Lord Jesus, for the redemption of our sins. Our sins have been forgiven. We are now a new person, a new creation in Christ. And that blood has power even today, because your word tells us that we have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. that we are covered by your blood, Lord Jesus, and our family is covered with your blood, and that we are victorious in you, Lord Jesus. And today, we declare that until you come, Lord Jesus, and that blessed hope that we have in you, thank you for your blood as we remember what you have done for us. Thank you, Jesus. In his name we pray. Let's partake the cup. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Let's all rise up and let's just thank the Lord for what he has done for all of us today. Thank God for his word. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. TJ, I have one. TJ. Okay, TJ. Thank you. Yeah, okay. Thank you so much, TJ. Praise. Thank you, Lord. How many of us truly believe that God is alive? That our Lord Jesus is alive? Amen, amen. Let's thank him. Let's thank him for his word. Amen. Father God, we rejoice in you, Lord. We thank you, God, that, Lord, because your word is true and powerful, oh God, that, Lord, as we have made room for your word in our hearts, that you will do just what it says. Father God, we thank you, God, not just today, but in moments we're in, we're going to spend time with you in prayer. And as we seek you, Lord God, we turn to the pages of our Bible and we remember that, Jesus, you are the Word of God. That when you speak to us, we will hear your voice. It's the voice of your Holy Spirit. Your Spirit gives life. That you will change the barrenness and unfruitfulness in the lives of your people. That what you have intended, as we obey you, Lord God, there will be blessings and life. We thank you, God, that your heart's intent is that as you bless us, that we may bless others, God. Hallelujah. We receive the promise from your word that for every heart that is likened to that good soil will bear much fruit. Hallelujah. And that, Lord, your people will be so blessed, God, and experience, Lord, that you are the true ever-living God. We honor you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. You are the bread of life. You have satisfied the hunger in our hearts today. You are the living waters, Lord God. That through the work of your Spirit, you have breathed life upon us today. And we receive it by faith. Thank you for blessing everyone, Lord God, in this gathering, our children, and even to the oldest person in this place. That even as we leave this place, oh God, we thank you that, Lord, you're going to use us to encourage others. That we may share your words of life to them. And that, Lord, you would help them listen to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's just worship the Lord together. Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, O God. Thank you for the strength, O God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your
praise
name,
the Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Are you blessed today?